This is a big week for corporate earnings reports, and many companies are doing well, but not the nation's airlines. AMR Corporation, the parent of American Airlines, says it lost $214 million over the 3 months ending in September, and Delta says its losses are up sharply from a year ago to around $650 million in its most recent quarter. NPR's Jack Spear reports Delta is now struggling to avoid bankruptcy.
Any hope that the financial condition of the airlines would improve as passengers began flying again was dashed by today's negative financial results. Ray Neidel is an aerospace analyst with Calion Securities. He says Delta now appears to be the latest airline to face the threat of bankruptcy.
Delta's at the point now where they do need major cost reductions, and they need them fast. If they don't obtain them in the next few weeks, at most 2 months, then they will be going into Chapter 11.
Delta has said it needs concessions from its creditors and $1 billion in cost cuts from its 7,000 union pilots. Adding to the airline's woes is the recent run-up in oil prices that has pushed up the price of jet fuel. Delta had hedged fuel, a technique that allows airlines to buy contracts for fuel for future delivery at a set price, but was forced to sell its positions back in February to raise cash. Aviation industry consultant Michael Boyd says with oil now over $50 a barrel, high fuel costs are the main reason many airlines are now finding themselves in such bad shape.
It is because of fuel. Don't let anybody tell you anything differently. If fuel had not gone up, if fuel had stayed in the low 20s, mid-30s, these airlines would be making money, not trying to figure out how to make the next payroll.
Delta, American, and Continental all posted third-quarter losses, in part blaming higher fuel costs. But some discount airlines are still doing well. Southwest, because of its strong balance sheet, has been able to hedge around 80% of its fuel, paying only around half of what its competitors are now paying. Airline industry analyst Ray Neidel says the discount airlines also have lower operating costs and, in many cases, lower labor costs, something he says Delta and its employees may have little choice but to copy.
My belief is the pilots could act any day about the cost cuts that Delta needs. The airline is largely non-union, so you don't have to go through other union negotiations to reduce other employee costs. The company is reforming its system to reduce costs further. The hard part, I think, is going to be to get the creditors, aircraft lessors, and bondholders to give concessions, particularly the bondholders.
In a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, it would be the court and not the airline or its stakeholders who would decide to what extent employees would have their pay cut. Last week, a Virginia bankruptcy judge ordered union employees at U.S. Airways to take 21% pay cuts. Mark Richards is a bankruptcy lawyer with Blank Rome in New York. He says that could be a strong incentive for the airline and its workers to accept a deal.
The tension you have is the company doesn't want to file till the last possible moment. The costs associated with filing are very steep.
At the rate Delta lost money in the third quarter, the airline is now burning through cash at a rate of over $7 million a day. In a statement released this morning, Delta's pilots said they will continue to meet with management in an effort to reach a cost-cutting agreement. Delta says it expects to pay nearly $1 billion more for fuel than it had budgeted this year. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.